You have now finished the CD series, How to Know God's Will, Making Decisions God's Way. I would like to give you a summary of the main points of what we talked about in this series. You can also find a written outline of this summary and the main points of this series by going to our website, www.titusinstitute.com, and clicking on the link CD Outlines. First, we looked at, how does the Bible tell us to make decisions in moral areas of our lives? We saw that whatever God has revealed in the Bible is God's moral will. We are to discover what the Bible says and follow it. We also talked about, and most importantly for this series, how does the Bible tell us to make decisions in non-moral areas of our lives? We looked at five principles. Principle number one, we need to realize that in non-moral areas we have a freedom of choice with the responsibility of exercising wisdom. As long as we stay within the moral limits God has set in the Scriptures and exercise wisdom, we should trust the Lord to lead us toward or turn us away from that choice, if the Lord has chosen to work in another way in our lives. Principle number two, we need to commit ourselves to discovering God's revealed moral will in His Word and following it. Principle number three, we need to turn our attention to the Lord to rejoice in Him and be thankful to Him as our first priority. Then lay our desires before Him in trust and submission so that He might accomplish our desires as He sovereignly wills. Principle number four, we need to pray for wisdom and guidance and then make a plan for a decision based on wisdom and trust the Lord to direct our steps. Under this principle, we saw 4 points. 1. We need to pray for wisdom in making decisions, James 1:5. 2. We need to seek to make a wise decision, Proverbs 19:8. 3. We need to seek counsel from those who have wisdom, Proverbs 15:22. 4. We need to make a plan for a decision based on wisdom and trust the Lord to direct our steps, Proverbs 16:9. We also asked ourselves, how does the Lord direct our steps? We said, 1. The Lord provides or shuts off opportunities to implement our plan or part of it. 2. The Lord brings additional information or advice into our lives that will cause us to continue our plan or re-examine our plan. Lastly, we looked at principle number 5. We need to seek to fulfill our plan or decision, waiting patiently for the Lord to direct our steps according to the time frame that is necessitated by wisdom and circumstances. Psalm 37:7. I hope that this series has been a blessing in your life. This is Pastor Ron Jones of the Titus Institute. God bless you.